Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greek George. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Werber. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is called out on strikes. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Farrell and he is out, McNair applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. George settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Werber. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Averill moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hughes. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Fox reaches second base with a double. Kramer moves to third. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kroner hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Fox moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair is hit by the pitch. Cronin moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Weatherly picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Weatherly. Cronin scores. McNair goes all the way around to score. Farrell moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-1 in the game. George hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Hughes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hughes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-2 in the game. George is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Uhel pinch hits for Mel Harder. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Vosmick scores. Weatherly moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-3 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Croner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-3 in the game. he's got one RBI. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-3 in the game. George hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Boesberger pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.